These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. In case you all weren't aware, there was a notable increase in crafting and do-it-yourself activities during the pandemic. People spending more time at home and looking for ways to stay engaged turned to crafting as a creative outlet and a means to pass the time. Crafting and hobbies like knitting, sewing, woodworking, painting, and other artistic endeavors saw a huge surge in popularity. Online platforms and social media played a big role in facilitating the sharing of ideas, of patterns, of completed projects, and even created a sense of community and inspiration amongst people who started to think of themselves as crafters. Many people who picked up crafting during the pandemic have even discovered a newfound passion and continued with it even as the world gradually returned to a sense of normalcy. However, the level of resurgence varied depending on factors like that individual's interest, their lifestyle changes, and their situation at work. But today, I'm answering a question from someone about their hobby and what, if any, benefits they may be getting from it. Crafting has been associated with various mental health benefits, and engaging in creative activities does have positive effects on overall well-being. Some of the mental health benefits of crafting include stress reduction, because crafting can act as a form of mindfulness, promoting relaxation and reducing stress. The focus required during crafting activities can help people redirect their thoughts away from sources of anxiety and tension. It can lead to improved mood. Engaging in creative activities stimulates the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with feelings of pleasure and reward. This can lead to an improved mood and a sense of accomplishment when completing crafting projects. It can also lead to enhanced cognitive function, because crafting often involves problem solving, critical thinking, and attention to detail. And these mental challenges can help keep the mind sharp and even reduce the risk of cognitive decline later in life. Crafting can increase self-esteem. Completing a project can boost your self-esteem and your self-confidence, especially when you take pride in its creation and receive positive feedback from other people about it. And social connection. Crafting can be a social activity fostering connections with others who share similar interests. Some people engage in craft workshops, joining crafting communities, participating in crafting classes, which provides a sense of belonging and support. Crafting provides distraction, which is a coping mechanism, a healthy distraction from negative thoughts or difficult emotions, which makes it a coping mechanism to deal with stress, with grief, or other challenging emotions. It gives people a sense of purpose. Having a creative outlet and working on craft projects can give a person the feeling of fulfillment, which contributes to their overall life satisfaction. It leads to, for some people, relaxation and what's called a flow state. When deeply engaged in a crafting activity, some people experience this state of flow where they lose track of time and become so fully absorbed in the process that it tunes everything else out. And that, essentially, is meditative and leads to a feeling of inner calm. And of course, crafting is an expressive outlet because you express yourself creatively which might allow you to give voice to your various emotions and thoughts and ideas in a nonverbal but artistic way. The mental health benefits of crafting can vary from person to person. Some people find immense joy and relief through crafting, while others might not resonate with it as much. But overall, crafting is a valuable tool for promoting mental well-being, and it's often recommended as a complement to traditional therapeutic approaches. So with that, right after the break, we'll get to my listener's question. Welcome back. Let's get to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I recently started learning to crochet, and after the beginning phase of frustrations related to learning something new, I have found myself really enjoying it and feeling pretty satisfied with whatever I am working on or making. But I'm also finding that I feel weird feelings like, who am I? I mean, isn't crocheting for grandmothers? Am I old and grandmotherly if I like this? And I feel guilty that I'm not somehow doing something more productive or professional with my time, such that I'm kind of hiding what I'm doing and don't really want to tell other people about it, even though those around me, when they do see, like it. I'm wondering if I could get really good and make actual clothing for us, for my family, or even clothing that I could sell if I'd feel better about it, because then I would have real purpose and would be actually providing something we need and maybe feel less guilty about wanting to do it so much. What is your take on feeling like I have to crochet in secrecy? In today's dominating culture of we have to be achieving, producing at all times to feel our worth, it can be hard to remember how valuable and important personal contentment and satisfaction is to our sense of self and our overall happiness and well-being. Sadly, it is all too common to feel the need for some gold star, something specific of monetary value to justify anything we do with our time. This turns out to not be accurate when it comes to psychological well-being. Humans benefit from creative outlets, from spending some time doing something they find gives them a sense of expression, a nonverbal way to express inner emotion, and a way to make something out of something else. Our production line mentality isn't the healthiest, and this is likely what's causing you guilt, as well as the need to figure out a way to force this craft to be monetized in some way. Some people, of course, have found a way to make their careers and sources of income a business of their craft. And hey, doing what you love certainly has some advantages. But taking something that you find relaxing, enjoyable, satisfying, and partly because it's a break from your work, and forcing it to become pressured and work in and of itself is likely to make it no longer so enjoyable for you. You may lose the pleasure you get from it specifically because it's not your work. The other common societal messaging you're negatively responding to is ageism. That older people and what they do is yucky in some way, too close to death and dying, and not something to be emulated. This is making you uncomfortable doing what your grandma did, which is too bad because making stuff is indeed generative. You are making something, creating something, and the joy of producing new things is a lifelong pleasure that actually smacks of youthfulness. It may be partly why, in your grandma's time, she enjoyed it too. But doing something an older person did doesn't make you old, mentally or physically. Rather, in some ways, it ties you to a great history of a craft that was created long ago and at times in history used for valuable purposes, which is rather cool and could add to the pleasure of doing it. There are many mental health benefits to your enjoying crocheting as a hobby, feeling less stressed, boosting your mood, helping your concentration overall. And should you decide to share that you crochet with others, you might be surprised to find out how many people do. And then you could partake of crocheting as a social activity. There are literally crochet groups, a wonderful form of parallel play that creates friendship bonds, which can enhance your pleasure in crocheting. I hope you feel good about having stumbled onto something personally therapeutic, and let it indeed be that way. Have that be the prize rather than a business or clothing for your family. I hope that was helpful. Crafting can have several positive effects on physical health in addition to mental health. While it might not provide the same level of physical activity as sports or exercise, engaging in crafting activities can still offer important health benefits. So, fine motor skills. Many crafting activities involve intricate hand movements, which can help improve fine motor skills and hand-eye coordination. Examples of activities like knitting, crocheting, or jewelry making, which require precise movements that strengthen and refine these skills. As I mentioned earlier, stress reduction, because it's relaxing and meditative, which reduces stress and anxiety. And when you reduce stress and anxiety, you help your overall physical health. Your cognitive function, because it stimulates cognitive function, which keeps the brain engaged. Your planning, your problem solving, your following instructions. And this is actually exercise for your brain, which contributes to mental agility. Even pain management, because engaging in creative activities can act as a form of distraction, which can help in managing chronic pain or discomfort by focusing your brain away from the pain. As I alluded to, social interaction. You know, loneliness is a real public health epidemic right now. And finding ways to socially interact with others over anything can definitely diminish your feelings of isolation or loneliness. It can give you a sense of accomplishment, a sense of better self-esteem, to see the actual, tangible result of creative effort. And it can help with hand strength, because some crafting activities, like woodworking or pottery, require the use of tools that really improve hand strength and dexterity. Crafting is not just for old people. It is a creative and enjoyable activity that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. While it's true that some older people may find crafting appealing as a leisure activity or a way to stay mentally engaged, it is not limited to any age group. It has gained a lot of popularity among people of all generations because of all the benefits that I've mentioned that it offers. Many young people also engage in crafting as a hobby or a means of self-expression. And with the rise of social media and online platforms, crafting communities are thriving, and they're attracting enthusiasts of all ages who share their projects and ideas and techniques. And in recent years, crafting has become more diverse and inclusive, encompassing a wide range of activities, like I mentioned, knitting, painting, pottery, woodworking, jewelry making, and people from all walks of life find joy in crafting, and it remains a versatile and accessible outlet for creativity and relaxation. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.